USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top diplomats for the United States and China had a public blow-up in front of reporters Thursday as the two global powers met in Anchorage, Alaska to discuss policy and attempt to restore ties. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi go at it.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
UCLA men's basketball showed plenty of moxie over Michigan State in a first four game in the NCAA tournament. The Spartans blew an 11-point lead as UCLA wins in overtime 86-80. The victory was at Mackey Arena on Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Internal Revenue Service is warning the public that your money is a hacker's goal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The IRS is warning people that scammers are going to try and confuse you by mentioning coronavirus this tax filing season. Basically, thieves are trying to get your Social Security number and other information, which can be used to steal your refund and cause other financial headaches. CyberReason CEO Lior Liz says hackers know taxes are fantastic bait for their scam.
What hackers are doing today, they're trying to convince you to click as much as possible. When it's related to the IRS, the probability that you will click is high because everybody is nervous about it. Everybody wants to make sure that they're doing it right. And when it's happening, you just click and don't think twice.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. The IRS will never call you or text you or contact you on social media.
Tax day has been moved back to May 17th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Tyler Glasnow talks on MLB.com about getting the start opening day and the team's roster heading into the 2021 season.
I know the signings that we've made and the team we have is still really good and we can compete with anyone out there. So I'm just looking forward to this season coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have depth. I think like that's kind of been our staple through the past couple of years. They've done a great job scouting players and everything, so I think just the more players we have, the better it is. And hopefully there'll be some like minor league season that starts where guys can kind of get into like that game mode and everything. I know the bubble was a weird situation last year to where like to go throw to guys not in the game situation and then having to get called up was a bit strange. But yeah, like I said, it's good to have depth.
Tyler talks about his pitching arsenal.
I guess if you were to count my changeup, I don't throw it very often, but like I'm still working on that. So that's three. And then the slider I'm working on with Kyle right now. So it's just kind of like a cutter slider thing, something that I've been messing with. And we've been kind of going into the lab and like all the advanced to like kind of analytical stuff we have here. It's just easier to kind of formulate like a third pitch and understand like what I need to do to how I need to like position my hand to throw and everything. So I think it's easier to progress with a pitch when you have all those things to work with. So, but it's been good. I've been throwing in a couple last bullpens and it's been feeling really good.
Spring training continues today. The Rays and Red Sox go at it at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. The game will be played at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Tickets are available for the game. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News. Thanks for listening.